And my challenge! We are meant to settle for good and all! Who holds sway over the Five Points? Us natives or the foreign horde?
Gangs of New York is director Martin Scorsese's sweeping account of a violent chapter in New York history, the mid-1800s, when the city saw anti-immigrant hatred and bloody street fights. Daniel Day-Lewis plays the leader of the nativists, native-born Americans, battling to keep Irish newcomers out of the Five Points neighborhood of Lower Manhattan. His rival is a young Irishman, played by Leonardo DiCaprio.
I think it's a forgotten time, certainly, in American history. It's one that was edited out of my history books as a student. The persecution that immigrants had to endure and the racism that they had to endure the moment they set foot in our country. And it's very much, you know, a microcosm for a much larger story about America and this experiment of democracy and how, you know, different races and religions come together and try to live together.
Also featuring Cameron Diaz and Liam Neeson, Gangs of New York fights on in fifth place. Gotham of today is the setting for Made in Manhattan, an update of the Cinderella fairy tale, with hotel chambermaid Jennifer Lopez winning the heart of a wealthy politician.
Letting someone believe something is true when it's not is just as much a lie as a lie is. I let him think that I was staying in the suite, not cleaning it. I'm the maid.
Ralph Fiennes co-stars, and Made in Manhattan slips to number two. Sandra Bullock and Hugh Grant co-star in another romantic comedy, also set in Manhattan.
Here is my direct number at the Grand Hotel.
You live at a hotel?
Well, I own a hotel and I live there. My life is very much like Monopoly.
In 2 weeks' notice, she's an activist attorney, he's a rich playboy, and they naturally fall in love. Grant says there's a special challenge to the film's snappy dialogue, so reminiscent of the classic 1940s Battle of the Sexes comedies.
It is tricky not to sound fake or sort of obnoxious. You just got to keep your eye on that all the time and try as hard as you can to mean it. Which is odd because so many of your instincts as a comedy actor are just to get the laugh. And the trick is to try and be real at the same time. Because if you start begging for the laugh, you won't get it.
2 weeks' notice is in third place.
Stop chasing me.
I can't stop. It's my job.
Tom Hanks is an FBI agent on the trail of forger and imposter Leonardo DiCaprio in Catch Me If You Can, based on the true story of Frank Abagnale, who in the 1960s impersonated professionals ranging from airline pilot to doctor and lawyer, all while he was a teenager. DiCaprio, who's also on screen in Gangs of New York, says he didn't expect to be in two major films at theaters at the same time.
I don't really think about it because it's really a coincidence that they're both coming out at the same time. Gangs of New York was something that I started, you know, 3 years ago. I had, you know, a year and 2 month pre-production process of preparing for the film, and then the filmmaking process was almost 9 months, and Catch Me If You Can was something that was more of an independent, spirited road movie that I did this year. And, you know, I would never have imagined that they would have come out at the same time.
Directed by Steven Spielberg, Catch Me If You Can has a strong opening in second place, but it can't catch the fantasy adventure held over at number one.
3 days, a night's pursuit. No food. No rest. No sign of our quarry, but what bare rock can tell.
Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers, is the second of a film trilogy adapted from the novels of J.R.R. Tolkien. John Rhys-Davies provides comic relief as Gimli, the warrior dwarf.
Gimli is inherently comic, and I think the reason is that, to all intents and purposes, he does not realize that he's smaller than anybody else. No. And there is that terrible moment at the end where he is forced to face up to his worst nightmare that, in fact, maybe his legs aren't quite as big as other people's, and that there is a physical constraint. It's a dark night of the soul for dwarves, I tell you.
Co-written and directed by New Zealand filmmaker Peter Jackson, Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers stands tall for the second week, the most popular movie at North American theaters. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.